a shack, go by a heavy burden. It was beneath the load of guilt and shame, but then the hands of Jesus touched me. Yes, they did. Touch me.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
something happened.
Our soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is Elder Charles Fort Walker coming to you again with the True Word radio program of Apostolic Ministries of America Incorporated, a church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Our headquarters is located in downtown Titusville, Florida at 1422 Norwood Avenue in the United States of America. There you always have an invitation to come and hear God's word preached in its fullness like it was preached on the day of Pentecost. And during the early days of the Christian church, when devout men of God cried out to Peter and to the rest of the apostles after hearing the word of God preached in its fullness, glory to God, by those whom God had chosen. After, amen, he had preached it, amen, to all of Judea, he chose them to continue. And when the men of the world, devout men, even so, heard it, they cried out to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children, them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. God is calling today. God is calling the nations of the world and all of the inhabitants therein according to that which was preached by the apostles. He's not calling you according to anything else. He's not calling you according, glory to God, to what you believe or what you think. He's calling you according to what has been written to extend the promise to you. And Peter said, the promise is unto you and to your children. My God, he said in the beginning of his message on the day of Pentecost, when the men cried out to him, he said, first of all, if you want to know what you need to do, Peter was answering a question. Now here's a man that was carefully chosen of God. Chosen, amen, because of his predestination. Chosen because he was a vessel whom God could depend on to carry out all of those things which he had been taught by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here's a man, glory to God, that has had his knowledge opened up, his understanding opened up, according to Luke 24:44. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Now, these men had their understanding open. They weren't guessing at this thing. Glory to God, hallelujah. They weren't, amen, hurtling together, trying to figure it out. Glory to God, their understanding had been open, that they could understand, glory to God, the mystery, glory to God, that surrounds and shrouds the kingdom of God and the preaching of the kingdom. And these men of God, they had an understanding of how this thing ought to be preached. And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Didn't leave anybody out. My God, my God, my God, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Nobody was left out in the preaching of Peter. Peter said, everybody, for the promise that God has extended to the human family after the fall from grace in the Garden of Eden because of the encroachment of sin, glory to God, up on the human family. Amen. God has figured a way. God has developed a way, a means through the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God has fixed it to where that promise that he made in the third chapter of Genesis, glory to God, will come upon all those who believe upon him, as the scriptures have said. Glory to God, hallelujah. And then how shall they hear, glory to God, if there is no preacher? And how shall he preach except he be sent? These men, glory to God, they were sent. Amen, but God, he told them to go into all of the world and preach the gospel. Now, glory to God, the first opportunity to preach the gospel, amen, was on the day of Pentecost after they had been eluded with power from on high. He said, first, glory to God, as he took them out, amen, outside of Jerusalem, glory to God, and as he ascended, glory to God, hallelujah, from the Mount of Olives, as he ascended into heaven, glory to God, hallelujah, to set down up on his throne, to where there would be eternal reign forever and forever as God Almighty. He said to them, return to Jerusalem. Wait in Jerusalem until you are eluted with the power from on high. There's a power that is coming up on the land in my sin. I'm going back to heaven, glory to God, hallelujah. But I'm going to send you something, glory to God, that will be upon you and all mankind for all generations until I come again, glory to God, to receive the church as my own. Oh, yes. And this was the opportunity, glory to God, amen, after the Holy Ghost had fallen upon them to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And my God, he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, with no, amen, error. He preached it, glory to God, with no misunderstanding. He preached it according to what the Holy Ghost had given him. He preached it according to what the Holy Ghost was saying. And the Holy Ghost said, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. In the 38th chapter, glory to God, of Acts of the Apostles, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation, this evil or this crooked generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. My God, it is the biggest, amen, record of baptizing in the scriptures or anywhere else for that part, where 3,000 souls were baptized. And how were they baptized? In the name of Jesus Christ. There is only one baptism, and Ephesians makes it plain. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And that baptism is done in the name of Jesus Christ. I can't help it what you've been taught. I can't help it what you believe. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. And the Bible says, glory to God, that that baptism is in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And everybody, glory to God, that hears the word of God, that hears this true word of God, everybody must have it. There is no excuses. Glory to God, hallelujah. Nothing else, glory to God, hallelujah, will straighten you up. Nothing else, glory to God, will form you into that new creature that you will become if you're in Christ Jesus. It must begin with water baptism. I know you hear Elder Walker preach, glory to God, water baptism every Sunday. Glory to God, hallelujah, all over this land, through all of his radio stations. My friend, I am telling you, Elder Walker preaches water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ because it is essential to your plan to salvation. And without the water in the name of Jesus Christ and the receiving of the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God giveth utterance, your salvation, glory to God, is lacking. Many people call it old time preaching, and we don't have to do it no more. But I'm here to tell you today, glory to God, with God nothing changes. God is just as modern yesterday as he will be tomorrow. And he's just as modern today as he ever was and ever will be. Glory to God. I want you to write Elder Walker. I want you to let him know, glory to God, that this True Word radio program is changing your life for the better. Glory to God that you're moving on. Glory to God towards that which is written, glory to God, in his holy book, and that you are, glory to God, going to be one of those that will be able to stand before God, amen, in the day of the Lord, glory to God, and receive your reward. God bless you in Jesus' name until next week for more of this exciting word of God.
Oh, I will shout it while eternity.